High flyers. And so back up the gradual slopes, the wind behind me, a much greater effort this, stopping every few yards with a slight anxiety, lest I should not make the distance. As I approached the tents, I was astonished to see a bird, a chough, strutting about on the stones near me. During this day, too, Charles Evans saw what must have been a migration of small gray birds. Neither of us had thought to find any signs of life as high as this. Sir John Hunt related the above incident in his 1953 book, The Ascent of Everest, the story of the first expedition to reach the summit of Mount Everest at 8,850 meters, the highest point on Earth. Hunt's encounter with the chough occurred at the last campsite before the summit attempt, some 8,000 meters up. At that altitude, humans are incapacitated if they do not breathe supplemental oxygen from pressurized bottles. Just before the moment described, Hunt had gone a short distance downhill from his tent without supplemental oxygen. Humans have a limited capacity to exist when oxygen is in short supply, and, to make it worse, we may not even realize when we are in trouble. One example was the infamous flight of the hot air balloon Zenith in 1875, in which three French scientists decided to study the effect of high altitude on humans themselves. Intending to take physiological measurements on each other during the ascent, the three men loaded the Zenith with scientific apparatus and took off. As they reached higher and higher altitudes, the writing in their notebooks became less legible and finally nonsensical. At no point did they register concern or alarm as they continued to cut away the ballast bags and ascend even higher. Finally, all three men went unconscious, and when the balloon finally descended on its own, only one regained consciousness. The other two were dead. What limits our survival at high altitudes? And why didn't these men realize they had reached these limits? Unlike humans, some birds do indeed function at extreme altitudes. Barred geese and other birds migrate over the Himalayas at elevations above 9,000 meters. The highest recorded altitude for a bird is for a vulture that collided with an airliner at 11,278 meters. These numbers are even more impressive when you consider that birds in flight consume oxygen at a rate that a well-conditioned human athlete can sustain for only minutes. Birds sustain high rates of oxygen consumption during very long flights and at extremely high altitudes. Birds are not the only animals that can travel where humans cannot. Fish can swim much faster, farther, and longer than the best human swimmers. Yet, the fish are breathing water that has less than 5% of the oxygen content of the air humans breathe. The ability of birds and fish to maintain high rates of metabolism, even when oxygen is severely limited, is explained by adaptations of their respiratory gas exchange systems.